You want to hear about a story about some little rabbits named Flopsy and Puffy and Muffy? And one time, Bumper Puss and his two little friends were riding along with Peppersnook in the car, and they saw a little bunny rabbit over alongside of the road, and it was crying, and it looked like it was hurt. And so they stopped the car, and they got out, and Pudgy and Smudgy went over, because they could talk animal language, and they talked to this little bunny, and she was crying, and she was hurt. She'd been right next to the road, and a big car had come along, and it had almost hit her, not quite, but it had come so close to her that the wind that it made had blown her across to the side of the road, and she'd rolled over a rock and had hurt herself a little. So Pudgy and Smudgy said, "Well, where do you live?" And she told them where she lived. So they went out and they talked to Bumper Puss and Peppersnook, and they said, "This little bunny rabbit is hurt, and she wants us to help her home. And she lives a little bit down the road in a bank alongside the road there. So can we take her home?" And they said, "Sure, we'll take her home." So they carried her to the car, and they went down the road a little ways to where her house was, where the hole, and they went in, and she hopped up and went in the bunny rabbit's hole in the side of the bank there. And Pudgy and Smudgy, of course, they're only about that high. They could go in the hole too, so they went in with her and helped her in, and they got inside, and they had asked her what her name was, and she said Flopsy. So they went in with Flopsy, and when she got in a little ways, it opened up, and it was like a little house there, and she started hollering, "Mother, Mother," and pretty soon this older rabbit lady came along, that was her mother, and she said, "What happened to you, Flopsy?" And she said, "Well, a car almost hit me, and I got kind of blown over to the side of the road and rolled over some rocks, and I got bruised a little bit, and these nice little boys came along to help me." And she introduced them to Pudgy and Smudgy. So then Mrs. Rabbit said, "Well, why don't you come in and meet the rest of my family and see my house?" So she went in, and there were two other little rabbits. One was named Puffy, and he was a little boy rabbit, and one was named Muffy, and she was Flopsy's sister. So they went in, and Mrs. Rabbit said, "How would you like some cookies and some lemonade?" And she said, "I'd like that." Or they said they'd like that. So they sat down at the rabbit's little table, and they had lemonade and cookies, and then they went outside, and it was awful hot outside. And Peppersnook and Bumberpuss had been waiting for them, and they had been in there about a half an hour eating and seeing the rabbit's house and having cold lemonade. And so when they got out, Peppersnook and Bumberpuss said, "Where have you been?" And they said, "Oh, we've been talking to Mrs. Rabbit while she got some Band-Aids on Flopsy and got her fixed up, and she gave us some lemonade and cookies." And Bumper Puss said, "Well, you could have invited us in." And the boy said, "Well, you can't go in that house. You're too big. You couldn't go in that." And they said, "Well, you could have brought some lemonade and cookies out to us." And they said, "Yeah, we're sorry, we didn't." So they got in the car and went on their way again. And just for good luck, quite Peppersnook jumped up in the back seat as he was going away, and he went like that. And that's the story of the rabbits.
Didn't he say you wanted to record it?